This is the homily for Monday, August 3rd. I'd like to reflect with you on our first reading from the prophet Jeremiah. My reason is the times in which we live. They are so familiar in deep ways to the times which Jeremiah had to live through. Put briefly, the times then, as the times now, were full of catastrophes, calling into question the existing order of things. We know our own times. We know the fear and the constriction brought about by the Corona 19 pandemic. We know the social upset and unrest of the Black Lives Matter movement, confronting society with our complicity in a racism that has been accepted as normal and even normative. And we have a political life and structure that seems stretched to a breaking point. In his time, Jeremiah saw Israel and its religious faith threatened, even to the point of collapse. Israel had been invaded and defeated by the Babylonian Empire. The temple, its center of religious life, had been defiled, its treasures taken to Babylon. Many Jews, even the most prominent, had been taken captive to live and work in Babylon. The king of Israel was reduced to being a Babylonian mouthpiece. In this situation, Jeremiah was called by God to be a prophet to the people of Israel. The prophet's duty was to speak God's truth, to tell the people where God is to be found in the present situation, to tell the people what God wants of us in the present situation. Jeremiah fulfilled that role of a prophet, and doing that faithfully made him the public enemy of all those who thought themselves good, religious, patriotic Jews. At the center of Jeremiah's prophetic preaching was the accusation that the so-called people of God had replaced God's will and God's ways with their own will and their own ways. They had made their own desire to live in a prosperous and powerful Israel into God's desire for them. In effect, they had made God, the creator of the universe, into their own puppet and servant. For Jeremiah, it was the sign of a false prophet to preach that God wanted to restore Israel to all its former power and prosperity. Rather, God was calling Israel to a new and deeper level of life. Rather than looking for outward power and prosperity, Jeremiah called the people of Israel to go deeper within themselves, to dare to undergo radical inner change. He called on the people to become religious without all the external trappings of religion. He called on people to meet God in our own depths. It is there, in our depths, that we can learn to live in hope. Hope in God and God's work in us and through us. It is there, in our depths, that we can learn to move beyond the God we have created to satisfy our own needs. It's in those depths that we will learn to hear God's voice. And Jeremiah tells us what we will hear. This is what God, Yahweh, will speak to us. I will put my law within them, and on their hearts will write it. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And no longer need each man teach his neighbor and each his brother, saying, Know Yahweh, for they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest. Yahweh's word. For I will forgive their iniquity, and their sin I will remember no more. In these times, let us learn to live and listen deeply. And let us learn to hope, to live toward a future crafted by God and by God's goodness.